Mr. Standfast by John Buchan. Part 1, Chapter 1, The Wicket Gate. I spent one third of my journey looking out of the window of a first-class carriage, the next in a local motor car following the course of a trout stream in a shallow valley, and the last tramping over a ridge of down and through great beech woods to my quarters for the night. In the first part, I was in an infamous temper. In the second, I was worried and mystified. But the cool twilight of the third stage calmed and heartened me, and I reached the gates of Foss Manor with a mighty appetite and a quiet mind. As we slipped up the Thames Valley on the smooth Great Western Line, I had reflected ruefully on the thorns in the path of duty. For more than a year, I'd never been out of khaki, except the months I spent in hospital. They gave me my battalion before the Somme, and I came out of that weary battle after the first big September fighting with a crack in my head and a DSO. I had received a CB for the Erzurum business, so what with these and my Matabele and South African medals and the Legion of Honour, I had a chest like the High Priest's breastplate. I rejoined in January and got a brigade on the eve of Arras. There we had a star turn and took about as many prisoners as we put infantry over the top. After that we were hauled out for a month, and subsequently planted in a bad bit on the Scarp, with a hint that we would soon be used for a big push. Then suddenly I was ordered home to report to the War Office, and passed on by them to Bullivant and his merry men. So here I was sitting in a railway carriage, in a grey tweed suit, with a neat new suitcase on the rack, labelled CB. The initials stood for Cornelius.